The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The stage is all set for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections today. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across seven states and one union territory will go to polls in this phase. In this phase, polling will be held in 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and one parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. In this phase, political fate of prominent leaders including Prime Minister and senior BJP leaders Narendra Modi, Anurag Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Congress leader Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee will be sealed in the EVMs. Besides, polling for the remaining 42 assembly constituencies of the Odisha State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in the polling areas. Election officers have been instructed to implement measures to mitigate the challenges posed by scorching temperatures, safeguarding the health and well-being of voters and poll officials. Over 10,90,000 polling officials have been deployed for the conduct of polls. Over 10 crore 60 lakh electors will decide the fate of contestants. A total of 201 international border check posts and 906 interstate border check posts are keeping strict vigil on any illicit flow of liquor, drugs, cash and freebies. BJP President J.P. Nadda said that Congress's decision to not participate in exit polls is an equivocal confirmation that the Congress has conceded the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. He added that instead of focusing on winning the election, Congress repeatedly approached the Supreme Court, making outrageous demands in order to mutilate the well-established electoral process. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 8.2% in the financial year 2023-24 as compared to the growth rate of 7% registered in the financial year 2022-23. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, real GDP or GDP at constant prices is estimated to attain a level of over 173 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that this remarkable GDP growth rate is the highest among the major economies of the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the GDP growth rate for 2023-24 shows robust momentum in the Indian economy, which is poised to further accelerate. BJP President J.P. Nadda said this remarkable milestone stands as a testament to the success of Prime Minister Modi's transformative policies and the tireless dedication of Indian diligent citizens who have propelled India to unprecedented levels of progress and prosperity. Many regions, including northwest and central parts of the country, are still reeling under the heatwave condition. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMT scientist Dr. R. K. Jenamani said that heatwave to severe heatwave conditions prevailed over many parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, East Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Jharkhand. South Africa was headed for a national coalition government for the first time as partial election results put the ruling African National Congress, ANC, well short of a majority. With more than 90% of votes counted across the country's nine provinces, the ANC has received just 41% in Wednesday's election. The World Championships bronze medalist Nishant Dev has become the first Indian male to qualify for 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Nishant booked the Paris Olympic ticket after defeating Moldova's Vasily Celebotri in a unanimous 5-0 decision in the men's 71-kilogram category quarterfinal at the World Boxing Qualifiers in Bangkok yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.